Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season. This time we're looking at the first episode of Hinomaru Sumo from Studio Gonzo, and it's streaming on Crunchyroll. And as the title implies, this is a sumo sports anime, and we have our titular character. This is probably the only reason I can remember his name, because it's in the title. And he is a third year in middle school, and he is going to investigate this high school that he wants to go to that he's heard about their sumo club at. And when he gets there, he meets a member of the sumo club who is very enthusiastic, but is like, well, you can't really see the club because we have this problem where the club has been overrun by delinquents and it's just their home base.
He eventually finds out that he's actually gone to the wrong school. He was supposed to go to this other high school that has a very prestigious sumo club, but he's moved by this kid's dedication to sumo. So he decides to help this kid kick out the delinquents, especially after they see him hanging around with the main character and they mess up his homemade sumo ring and he won't have any of that shit.
It devastated him. And Hinomaru is not really the build quite. I mean, he's very strong. He's very muscled, but he's short for a sumo wrestler, according to this. I don't take anything I say with like any authority. I'm just sort of repeating. You know, he doesn't quite have the right build, or the typical build for a sumo wrestler.
And also, apparently, he is not tall enough to ride the ride, as it were. Like, you have to be a minimum height to be a sumo wrestler, and he is just under it.
I think they said you had to be a minimum height to be a Yokozuna.
I thought it was to qualify even to participate in sumo, but maybe you're right about being a Yokozuna.
So, of course, we do get to see some sumo action. Not really, because he's able to beat the delinquent because he has trained as a sumo wrestler, but the delinquent is obviously not fighting him in a sumo style or anything, so like we just get a sense that it's a very powerful sport, and there's a lot of solidity. Like the whole thing is that the delinquent guy keeps trying to knock him down and it's like impossible.
Okay, we do get one sumo match at the beginning when they first meet in the homemade sumo ring. They have a very brief match. It's definitely just not quick enough to be even considered like a full match. It's just kind of showing at least that this kid that he meets isn't like a total noob at it.
But this is all kind of the prequel story, because basically, like, the last couple of minutes of the episode have skipped a year, and Hinomaru is choosing his school, and the kid that he met is like, oh, he probably won't come back here because he is actually talented. He's going to go to a real school with a sumo club, but of course he shows up. And they're gonna kind of like revive sumo at this high school. From the opening / ending, I think that maybe was the opening at the end or whatever. A lot of other characters, not only at this school, but, you know, of course, all the other schools. I want to know, Al, how you felt about how much pantslessness was in this episode.
It's pretty pantsless. Yeah. In kind of the show's defense, they even kind of poke fun at that. Because, you know, he gets in trouble in the beginning for helping out that girl being attacked by a molester, but since he's pantsless, the police actually initially arrest him until the girl, like, speaks up for him, and the delinquent guys are like, look at this pantsless fool, so, I mean...
And they don't, like, it's not like they have a bunch of detailed shots of the pantslessness.
But the show realizes it's kind of awkward, but that doesn't make it not awkward. I just feel like, well, at least they're aware of it.
Yeah, I'm just so kind of thrown off by it, because I just assume that people who are sumo wrestlers only wear that particular outfit in the ring. So, or, and maybe when they're training, but possibly not even then. So I'm like, why are you, like, in your, like, hoodie and then also this? But maybe this will show how much of sumo freaks those two are. Like, the two main guys are such sumo otaku that maybe that's just supposed to be their thing.
Sumo for life!
Yeah, I guess.
Sumo every day!
Hinomaru also has the most wicked scars on his body. And I mean, I know that he just talks about that he has been training, but I'm still, like, unclear exactly how you get scars like that.
Well, also the other dude is like, man, that guy's body is mad scarred. And as we all joked, it is clear that he clearly has, like, a Baki grappler parent. You know, my first thought was Baki grappler dad, because, I mean, he's the most famous. But then Kay made a good point. Maybe it's Baki grappler mom.
Yeah, or just, like, a crazed mom. Although there's this, like, weird scene where he's remembering his mom or whatever. And, of course, she's in the hospital. And then she says something super bizarre, and I don't remember the exact phrasing, but it was like, I'm so sorry that I didn't give you a larger body or something. Like, the thing that all moms say. Very typical mom thing. I was like, whoa, she's weird. So she could be the crazy parent who has now, like, instilled in him some sort of crazy training. But he has those shoulder scars that are, I don't know. Anyway, it's pretty crazy. And then I think it was clear that, like, not all, but part of the club will definitely be delinquents. Because the guy that he beats is, like, so impressed with sumo that he, you know, is going to become, like, a sumo dude or whatever. Think this is my moment to say all that. So this is Gonzo, and if you're not familiar, they don't have the greatest animation quality. Even the first episode is sort of like, eh, especially those mid-range shots. Oh boy. I was like, where is that man's face? Or, like, what happened to that guy's face? So that always worries me with them, obviously, but I especially worry about that in a sports series. I feel like your animation game has to be pretty good.
Like, I remember the problem with Gonzo of old was the first three episodes would look really nice, and then, like, the quality would quickly go downhill as they clearly didn't know how to schedule things. So if they're starting off rough...
I thought it was pretty rough.
Like, the best you can hope for with them is that they'll keep the same level of roughness.
And I wasn't really that, like, compelled or anything.
Yeah, I remember my roommate watched this with us, and he just said that it felt super generic to him. Like, and I think that was good. It wasn't like, oh, that was a bad show, or it was a good show. It was just like, oh, I've seen this formula a lot. Just the only real variable is you don't usually see it with sumo. And that's not necessarily a death knell. I mean, a lot of sports shows use formulas. It felt like it was sticking to the formula in a way that felt kind of rote. Without any major failure, but without any major success.
Yeah, I just didn't find the personalities really drawing me in to what was happening. So I think this one is going to be a pass, even though I've never seen a sumo anime. So
thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.